This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Listening to the Dave Glover Show, sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. I got floor.com. Where'd you run to? Acting right as a routine. And fever, let me live a
dream. I'm a slave to. Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m. every Friday. At this time, we talk to the great Bernie Miklas. He joins us now. Hello, Bern.
Dave, how you doing today, buddy?
No, I'm doing good, man. It's Friday, Super Bowl Sunday. It's all good. Can't complain.
I'm really looking forward to this game. I mean, the game 2 years ago when they played, I mean, the Chiefs were down by 10 at the end of the third quarter, and they rallied and do what they do best. Mahomes brought them back for a three-point win right at the end of the game. So, you know, I think this Philadelphia team is better than the Philadelphia team they faced 2 years ago. So this is going to be a really big test for the Chiefs. But the Chiefs have that championship DNA in them. Yeah. They have one of the great quarterback closers of all time. And it's really tough to knock the Chiefs down. It really is.
How about that? I've always, being an athlete, I've always been fascinated by momentum. Momentum is not measurable. It's not something that you can hook up to a machine, but we all know it when we feel it. When it comes to having a championship DNA, which is also something that you can't prove empirically, but we all know it exists, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I'm glad to hear you say that. Not that I mind disagreeing with you, my friend, but I'm just saying I like when we're on the same page. Here's the situation. I was talking to someone I know about this recently, and he said, "Well, who do you think is going to win?" I said, "I think the Eagles are a better team, but I think the Chiefs will win." Well, why? I said, "Because they know how to win, and I believe that winning is a skill." He said, "What do you mean winning is a skill?" I said, "Well, how many great talents have you seen in every sport? They're great, great talents. No one would ever question how talented they are. But when it's time to get the damn thing done, they don't get it done because they don't have that art, which is the skill of winning. Michael Jordan had it. Joe Montana have it. Patrick Mahomes has it. I mean, I believe winning is a skill because it separates people that can handle pressure from people that don't handle pressure so well."
Yeah, it is almost as simple as I want the ball.
There you go.
5 seconds left. Give me the ball.
It's psychology. I mean, right? We all understand. That's like Tony La Russa's favorite saying, right? Bernie, men not machines. Right. Well, men, human beings, we all have different psychology, and that comes, you know, it built into that is confidence, expectation. What do you expect to happen when the ball is in your hands? When you expect success, you're increasing the odds of doing it because you're not second guessing anything.
And here's why the Chiefs are great, even though compared to previous Chiefs teams, this one did not have an easy time of it, and I don't think is as talented or explosive offensively, certainly. And even the defense at times has had some vulnerabilities. But it gets back to what the three of us are talking about. When you have your quarterback has got championship DNA and he's cold-hearted, nothing phases him. It doesn't matter how bad the game's going for his team. It doesn't matter. And his teammates see that, he fills them with confidence. But you have a head coach, Andy Reid, is the same way, championship DNA. Steve Spagnuolo, the former Rams head coach, who never had a chance here, if they win Sunday, this will be his fifth Super Bowl as championship as a defensive coordinator. I don't know that there's ever been in the Super Bowl era a combination of a head coach, a quarterback, and a defensive coordinator as great as this one.
Yeah.
And the numbers back it up when you look at how great and incredible they've been in the postseason.
Yeah.
Speaking of wanting the ball at the end of the game, I was really disappointed to see that Torrey Holt didn't make it into the Hall of Fame.
Man, I don't even know what to say about that because I was really, really confident that he would make it. But doing a little intel today, basically Torrey Holt got – what's the word? He got hosed or he got denied or shut down, not because of anything wrong with him, but they changed the system of how they vote, which they do a lot of other – they do that a lot. I was on that committee 15, 17 years. They're always changing things. So they want to actually cut down on the number of modern era candidates who get in. They thought it was too easy for guys to get in. So now with the voting method, they're making it harder for them to get in. And what happened last night, only three modern era candidates made it. Usually it's five. So that meant Torrey Holt got excluded. It also meant that Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne canceled each other out. And the whole process is goofy. And if you not to be too long-winded, but the thing that really worries me about this is that Torrey Holt's going to kind of slip through the cracks because with the Hall of Fame wanting fewer Hall of Famers, he also doesn't have a constituency. I mean, the Ram, the LA doesn't, they don't look at Torrey Holt as their own.
Right. He's not an LA Ram. Right.
And every time I write about the greatest show on turf or I do a video about it, people tell me, well, nobody cares about that. So I don't even think St. Louis is a strong constituency for Torrey Holt anymore. So who's going to fight for him? It's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, I went on a mini rant earlier, Bernie, after watching you and Matt Pauly on the Gas House Gang today and how you explained the way the rules changed and why and all of that. I'm curious to see if you agree. It sounded like you did, based on what you guys talked about today, that this nonsense about exclusivity in the Hall of Fames, it just... To me, it's something that the leagues themselves should assert their power more. Major League Baseball and the NFL are the two that I'm talking about, but I could expand that to the NBA, although I think the NHL generally does a pretty good job with theirs. But I think that the NFL and Major League Baseball specifically should be applying more pressure to these Halls of Fame, which are independent entities, but would certainly at least listen to the leagues themselves, because I feel like these should be more of an annual celebration of the sport. And the more players you celebrate, the more fans you're including in the celebration, the more people are going to be following it. And it just elevates everything when it's a bigger event. And it's not a big event when you're getting three instead of five and good players are being left out. Or in baseball, in some years when you get nobody voted in on the on the modern day ballot.
And I said during the Gas House Gang, some baseball writer friends of mine will say, well, Pro Football of Fame, they let everybody in. Our sport's much more selective. We have our sport, blah, blah, blah. We're holier than thou. And I said, hey, Abner Doubleday, sorry to come back on you, but you do realize that Major League Baseball teams until recently had 25-man rosters and there's only 30 teams. And you do know that in the NFL you have 53 players on each team, you have 32 teams, and you have practice squads. So when you have a much larger league with much larger rosters, there will be more players from that league getting into the Hall of Fame compared to baseball. But baseball writers, except for several of them, aren't that bright. So I cut them a break.
I just don't get the desire for exclusivity. What's the point? What's the benefit of being more exclusive? Because you don't win a prize for it. It's not growing the sport by doing that.
Right.
And we all understand that Babe Ruth and Jeff Bagwell are not at the same level. Like, we all know that. It's not, it doesn't matter.
You know, and the other thing too, if the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is not run by the NFL, I think it's not accurate to say they're independent because I think the NFL gives them money. But the thing that bothers me is, like, if you say it needs to be more exclusive, what you're saying is that the committees have not been discerning enough. Okay. Well, here's an idea. Why don't you put together a better committee that is actually smarter than the one you have? And what I mean by that, like, and I'll just say this for Torrey Holt. I mean, he had 8 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons from 2000 through 2009, the decade of the aughts. He had more receiving yards than any player in the National Football League. And he made the all-decade team of the aughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's a combination that says, no question about it, this is a Hall of Famer. So if you have committees that are letting palookas in and say, well, we better fix this, but you fix it in a way that's going to exclude legitimate Hall of Famers, what kind of progress have you made?
Yeah, well said. Well said.
You know, yeah.
I feel like a lot of the worst inductees are the ones chosen by special panels or, yep, you know, like chosen later on. Like, they're not bad. They're all, I'm okay with any of them. It doesn't matter to me. But some of the shakier ones are the ones done by the quote unquote insiders as opposed to the voters who are the ones that are out there doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So I just hope Torrey Holt, maybe enough people will wake up and say, wait a minute, this is not fair to this guy. He's been a finalist 6 times.
Yeah. At least he's a young enough guy where he'd still have a chance moving forward.
When I was on the committee, we had a general rule of thumb, and I'm not saying it was an arbitrary thing, trust me. But when someone has been a finalist, one of the best 15 players every year up for nomination, up for Hall of Fame induction, when you're a guy that has been a finalist like 6 years in a row, you're a Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, it's like,
good call.
That's an exclusive group to do, and to be in that group of 9 years in a row or 6 years in a row. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So let's talk about Cardinals baseball. Spring training is finally here. And the first question I have for the two of you, Byrne, you first. Obviously, there's a big swing between Arenado's our third baseman, or he's not. But in general, who are the 2 or 3 guys you think have a chance at having a really breakout, turning into star season?
Boy, that's a great question. You could go in a lot of different ways. I think that I have a really good feeling about Jordan Walker. I don't know if we're talking about like a big breakout star, but I mean, I think Jordan Walker is going to be really good, and I think he's going to be a lot closer, maybe even better than he was as a rookie. I think Nolan Gorman, who's really, really seems to be very well matched with the new hitting coach. I think he's going to gain a lot from that. And so, you know, I think Kevin Wheeler and I talked about this the other day. And there's some others too. Don't get me wrong. Lars Nootbaar certainly stands out. Mason Wynn, we know about.
Yep.
But like Kevin and Wheeler and I were talking about the other day, Dave, on Gas House Gang, is I have Cardinals fans telling me like, oh, so you think this guy or that guy or this guy or that guy can be better? They're the same guys the Cardinals had last year, and it's like, can you open your mind and your eyes? In other words, all the players that are on this team, like I'm talking about hitters, right? They're all young enough to where they have had some really good seasons, but they've also had a bad season or two. It's called baseball. But if you see a guy at a young age put up really good numbers and then he sort of regresses, you know that he's capable of putting up really good numbers. I don't know why people foreclose on even the possibility of that happening. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that, like, if you, like, just using Gorman as the example, right? Nolan Gorman was really solid in 2023. I mean, he missed like 35 games and still hit 27 home runs and was 16% above league average, which is close to all-star level production. Not quite there, but it's close to it. So if he can go from that to a bad year, why can't you go from a bad year to a good year? Like,
you know,
that's how it works sometimes.
And his April and May until about June 10th last year,
he was fine.
Really outstanding, actually.
Yep.
Like on June the 5th, he was slugging over 500, and then he just went off the cliff. I don't know why. I know reasons why, but we know that he's capable of putting up big numbers. You know, people focus on the really bad 4 months instead of focusing on 2.5 years. You know, and I just think you just got to use a little better judgment.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying these guys are going to be great. I'm just saying I've got some more confidence in them than maybe other people.
You got to let it happen, right? And I would agree. Yeah. And one of the reasons I'm with you on Jordan Walker for this year is because they've seemingly made the pledge to just leave him alone and let him play. And I mean, I wonder if these last couple of years, if he hadn't just rode it out like the Brewers did with Jackson Chourio, if he wouldn't have gotten that better performance mm-hmm. already just letting him play.
You're absolutely right. I'm with you.
Byrne, tell us about Saliga.
I will. Before that, I want to wish everyone a great weekend. And thanks for letting me be a part of the Dave Glover Show twice a week. I love working with you guys and Rachel. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
I never get a chance to talk to Rachel. I got to protest that.
I need to brush up on my sports so I can jump in on the segments more.
You need to come to the next dinner we go on.
Okay, that'd be very
That's
fun.
That's right.
I would love to do
anyway,
that.
Anyway, our friends at Saliga Heating and Cooling have been taking care of the Miklas family for about 16 years, and they've been taking care of St. Louis family since 1927. How's that for credibility, right? You're going in 100 years almost, and boy, they're still growing, and there's more families in St. Louis are leaning on them and calling them because they've built a great reputation, and you can benefit from that because they're the best at what they do in this pretty busy environment in St. Louis for heating and cooling. And they also have that excellent American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment. They do all kinds of residential work, whatever you need, and no job's too big or no job's too small. They do commercial work if you have a business, all makes and models. They can deal with any problem you have. They offer great solutions. They're also not going to try to talk you into buying something you don't need or a more expensive repair that you don't need or a big piece of equipment that you don't need. They'll do the opposite. They'll actually say, well, wait a minute, we have a cheaper solution. And I can't explain to you how gratifying that is when you can completely trust someone who comes in your home, heating and air conditioning contractor, that will tell you, no, you don't need the big expensive thing. We have a way to handle this much cheaper for you. So that's another reason why we really, really respect and have come to appreciate to the fullest Saliga Heating and Cooling. One other thing, go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com and don't forget, they have the American Standard equipment. And don't forget to check out the Priority Club, which is a maintenance program that actually saves you money and you get some other perks as well. So go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. The phone number is there, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Here, Kev, you're saying that we have the very first even money you pick Super Bowl in
history? As of right now, now again, lines can be different depending on where you're looking, right? It could be different on FanDuel versus Sportsbet versus ESPN, but I'm looking at ESPN right now and they have the Super Bowl as a pick 'em. And I, to my knowledge, I just looked it up. The closest a point spread has ever been has been one, and this was that, and now it's a pick 'em. I don't think there's ever been a Super Bowl that's a pick 'em.
Fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating. It's a statement about the two teams, right? They're both extremely good. But it's also in part because you've got large, rabid fan bases. So they're gonna get you're going to get bets on both sides of it. And that's really what Vegas wants.
Yeah.
They want as many bets on each side because they win automatically that way. There's no big loss for them. If the bets get too heavy on one side, they could lose big. They could also win big, but they don't like the risk. So it's pick 'em. I'm picking the Chiefs.
That's good. It's good for people like me who don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
It'll just be nice to see a good game.
I don't care who wins. I just want to be entertained. I want a good game that comes down to the fourth quarter. And when you're talking about tiebreakers, Bernie listed a whole bunch of cool things about this matchup, and he and I talked about it yesterday. It's a tough pick, man. You got two great defenses, two great offenses. They're different offenses, but they're both great. But if you got to break a tie, you go with the better quarterback in my book, and better quarterback is Mahomes. And if you have to break another tie, the better head coach, the better coach is Andy Reid.
You excited about halftime, Rach?
Yeah, I am. I'm wondering how that's going to go with Donald Trump in the audience, too. I don't know. Just because Kendrick Lamar is one to make a statement every once in a while. So, I don't know. My prediction is fireworks there.
I'll be watching with interest.
Interesting. I want to see if he dances.
Trump?
Yeah. I know Kendrick Lamar's probably going to
I was going to say.
He's going to be on stage.
What if he danced on stage?
What if he did it? What if he performed and he just stood there?
I think that's what's going to happen.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Hope you have a great Super Bowl weekend. So we did a podcast, my good buddy Trish Gazelle and I, about grief. She lost her dad 2 years ago. As you guys know, I lost my mom in July. And we thought it was interesting and important. And yesterday we played the interview with Tom Ackerman at this time. Now I'm going to present to you an interview with Dr. Julie Strassman, who is the chaplain and bereavement expert at Bethesda, where I do my work with No One Dies Alone. Julie, wanted to kind of introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. So, like you said, I'm Dr. Julie Strassman, and I work with Bethesda Hospice Care. So I'm trained as a hospice chaplain, but most of my work right now is in bereavement care, so helping families who've recently lost a loved one.
And how did you get into this way back when?
So I originally saw a posting for a bereavement assistant, and it was really interesting to me because even though I'd never done grief work before, I had my own loss. About 10 years ago, my adopted mom, Aunt Jennifer, died very suddenly and unexpectedly. And no one really teaches you how to grieve. And so especially when you have an unexpected loss, you really don't know how to respond. And so it was very interesting to me to not only try to help other people, but to learn how to cope with my own grief. And in being under the training of the fantastic Leslie Schaefer, who was my mentor and supervisor at the time, I really learned how to help people cope on their grief journey.
So interesting, because we spend about a half an hour, Trish and I, dancing around what you just succinctly said in one sentence, which is no one teaches you how to grieve.
Right.
The best, it seems, is that people will tell you, I'm sorry, I'm here, I loved your dad, I loved your mom, which is helpful, but it gets you 1 yard down a mile run, right?
Right.
And you just don't know. I remember when Nick's mom and I, my 30-year-old son, brought him home. And all the family's there, and it's so exciting. And then when the family left, and it was just the two of us with this little 8-pound meatloaf, we had no idea what to do. We had no idea what's the next step. What do we do? And that's similar to at least how I felt.
And two, I want to ask Julie, like, there's probably not a correct amount of time. Like, if you're thinking, oh, I'm grieving not enough, or I'm grieving too long, I would imagine that every person is probably different. But are there, like, okay, this has gone on way too long?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's unique journey is really different. But what I would say is, one of the things I always ask people when they're worried, you know, am I grieving too long? Am I grieving too deeply? I really think about, how are you functioning in daily life, right? Are you being able to go to work? Are you being able to eat? Are you being able to sleep? Those things are really difficult in the first days and weeks, and sometimes even in the first months. But if you've gone past 6 months and you're still really struggling to just do your daily activities of life, that's definitely when it's time to reach out to a grief counselor.
Well, I said this to Dave too. It's been, you know, it's been 2 years. I think about it every day. I'm performing the motions of daily life, and I am, and I'm enjoying things. It's not like it's taking over my days, but it's a hole I don't know how to fill yet. So I'm still sad about it. And it's still, I think I said this earlier too, I don't know who I am without my dad in my life, but it's not stopping me from performing, you know, my daily task or the things you just said. I'm like, oh, I'm all fine on that. I just don't know how to fill that hole in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if there's anything that really does fill that hole in. I think what I really liked was the word that you used, enjoy, right? Because you used the words of function and the words enjoy. And if you're functioning, but you're just kind of going through the motions, you probably could use some extra support. But if you are still finding joy, then you know that even though you're grieving, you're still being able to live your life fully and with meaning. And a lot of times, the best thing that people can really do to kind of fill that hole, as you said, is to do things that honor your loved one and that help you feel connected to your loved one. There's really nothing that's going to fill their absence in your life, but a lot of people find a lot of meaning and purpose by maybe getting involved in causes that were important to that person, doing things to keep family traditions alive that meant a lot to that person. Just keeping their values alive in the world through your actions can be a really great way to feel connected with them and kind of be able to find joy and meaning at the same time.
So how much, I was talking earlier in the podcast about my work with NODA, and although I've only sat with a few people who were emergently dying, it's made such a huge difference. Talk about the difference it has made to you being around so many people who were passing, who passed in front of you, who you then counseled their loved ones afterwards. Just what death has come to mean to you as opposed to what it meant before all this.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think no one teaches you how to grieve, and no one teaches you how to be with someone who's dying, right? Most people don't know the physical signs and symptoms, and so they, when the transition is happening, they really don't know what is taking place. And that can be really scary. You know, for most people, especially folks who are on hospice, their passing is really comfortable and peaceful. So being with someone as they take their last breaths can actually be a really sacred and meaningful experience. And so I think for a lot of people, what really helps them is to just understand what's happening as it's happening. And that way they can concentrate on just being present in that moment and being present for their loved one. So if you're with someone who's dying, a lot of times you won't really know what's happening with their breathing. You know, a lot of times people's breathing will really slow down. It will change. You know, it can be really anxiety ridden if you are kind of watching someone, you know, slowly stop breathing. And but at the same time, it's very comfortable and it's very natural. And so I actually just sat vigil with my grandmother this past Saturday. My family was taking turns sitting vigil. She was on hospice. And as she started to get closer to transitioning, her breaths became farther and farther apart, you know. They became 30 seconds apart eventually. And I was texting my family, letting them know, you know, I think grandma's really close. And my aunt said, you know, have you told the nurses? And I said, you know, I don't think I need to. You know, they're not going to do anything at this moment. There's nothing they really can do. I just want to be here and be present with my grandmother while she takes her last breath. And so knowing what was happening, not being afraid of it, knowing that it was perfectly natural and that she was comfortable, allowed me to just be there with her in the moment. And that is a memory that I will cherish the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It was a very sacred moment.
Welcome back, guys. DGS Happy Friday. Here is part two of Dr. Strassman from Bethesda. Let's talk a little bit about reconciling. Trish and I have very different families, and I love my family. I love my mom and my dad, but I had a fairly chaotic, anxiety-ridden childhood. And my mom, both of them were complicated people, but my mom really was probably one of the only true geniuses I've ever known. Like, she really was. She was, like, next-level smart. And but we clashed, like, you know, a lot of kids and their parents. And there were some things from my childhood that were fairly horrific. And we only really talked about them one time years and years ago. And it didn't go well. And so in the last 2 days that she was with us, and you and Chrissy, the hospice nurse, had said she has like a couple of days. She has hours. And, you know, lots of family were there. And at one point, it was just me and her. And I took the opportunity to hold her hand and look her in the eye and say, we need to do something here. I need to ask you to forgive me. Now I'm going to cry. For anything and everything that I've ever done. Yeah. And for in any way limiting you in my mind as a person or as a parent. And I need you to know that I forgive you for any shortcomings, for anything that your childhood nailed onto your feet to make you walk funny. And it was so meaningful, and it lasted 2 minutes. But when other people came back in the room, I was substantially changed. And I'm so thankful that I got to do that. And so maybe you can talk a bit about the importance of making amends and forgiving.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a really fantastic book by Dr. Ira Byock. I think it's called The Four Things That Matter Most. And I extend it to five things. So when a person is in the last stage of their life, especially if they can still talk to you, but even if they can't, you know, the most important things that you can do are to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done in my life to support me. Even if you weren't a perfect person, most people have done something, you know, that made a difference in your life. Next is, I forgive you. I forgive you for the ways that you may have hurt me over the years. And next, will you forgive me for the ways that I may have hurt you? And then the next is to say, I love you. And then finally to say goodbye. And I think that these are things that you can have a conversation with some people. And with other people, it's okay to do these things when they're not responsive. If there's anything that still needs to be said, when I'm sitting vigil with family members, one of the things that I always take time to do is to say, if there's anything that you haven't said yet to your loved one that you will regret not saying, now's the time to say it. Because many people, even when they're unresponsive, we believe they can still hear us. And sometimes they'll even give us, you know, little signs that they can still hear us. So yes, absolutely. Say those things. One of the other things that I do, and I'm trained as a hospice chaplain, so this is appropriate for my spiritual tradition, is I will ask the Holy Spirit what the person needs to hear in this moment. And if that's not your spirituality, you can ask the universe and say, what does my loved one need to hear in this moment? And I actually did that with my grandmother just a few days ago when I was sitting vigil with her. And I didn't really get much at first, which I was kind of happy about. It meant that there wasn't anything left to be said. But then I did get this feeling that maybe I needed to offer forgiveness as well, because I also come from a family of generational trauma. And so I said, Grandma, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for everything that you did for me over the years. I love you and I forgive you. I forgive you. I know you did your best, and I will always love you. Watched you come and
go. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.